Where to begin? There's so many ways to start. Hashtag Sing Song Saturday. It's the new craze. It doesn't have to be short, doesn't have to be long. Just open your heart and sing.
Hello, everybody. It's Abe Martinez, and we're recording a call between myself and Tim Araneta. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Abe. Hello, everyone out there.
So we're going to be talking about Sing Song Saturday and anything that we feel like talking about for that subject.
Right.
So, as some of you might know, Tim, it was the original host for Sing Song Saturday. Is that correct, Tim?
Kind of, yes. The first host for the regular edition.
Okay, awesome. And I am the season two host that we just concluded season two. But since you said you were kind of the original host, can you let us know what that's about? Were you did you take it over or something? Or let us know how that the story of Sing Song Saturday.
Yeah, I was inspired by someone else. So this is going to get into the weeds of some Anchor history. But sure. back in the early days of Anchor, when you could not make a podcast with it, but you could only do audio Twitter, the Twitter threads could get as long as you wanted. You could keep just responding and responding and responding. And back in January of 2017, on this version of Anchor, a fellow named Carl Malone in Ireland posted something to Twitter, actually, saying, "Let's spread some musical sunshine, give us a tune, hashtag Sing Song Saturday." And he posted a link to Anchor. And when I clicked through, he just invited people to sing. He sang an Irish folk song called Whiskey in the Jar. And I don't know how many listeners he had, but I know Paul Omani Blog responded to him and sang something back. And Carl tried it again the following Saturday, and I responded saying something back to him. And then Carl kind of, you know, as we do, got busy with their social media and didn't really continue it. But when Anchor iterated, it changed from the Twitter of audio to the Snapchat of audio with version 2, and your content disappeared after 24 hours. But with version 3, when you could create your own channel and then you could host guests, you could host audio content from other people, and that would promote their station because their icon and their name would appear. I thought about, hey, it would be fun to revive the Sing Song Saturday game, or the hashtag, to try and get people just to discover each other. And so that's when I just started playing with it off and on. And then I think in 2018, I decided to do it every Saturday for a whole season or a whole year.
Oh, okay. So you kind of just took it over without really letting anybody know and kind of just making it your own for Anchor. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I wanted people to just have fun, get to know each other. And you know, a lot of people thought, well, you know, I'm on Anchor to push my business or push my brand or start a podcast, and this was, you know, just for fun. It was not meant to be an American Idol singing contest of any kind.
Okay. And so you felt that something about the way that interaction brought you some sort of joy, you kind of wanted to spread that or keep it going in a way.
Yeah, I was having so much fun with it and loved to hear all the different people try out different songs. I especially loved it when people who didn't consider themselves singers would chime in. Mm-hmm. Or when people who, you know, I would listen to their channel on Anchor or they'd listen to mine, but they didn't like singing. But every once in a while, I could convince them maybe once or twice a year to sing something. That was always fun.
Yeah. Did you ever try to reach out to people and have them come over and sing for your Sing Song Saturday season? Or was it more like word of mouth, like people would, at least for the way that Anchor used to be, people would just share out other people singing and and then they just let each other know where they can go and sing. Just
yeah, actually, when I started, what I would do, I would actually search people's Anchor channels for songs that they'd already sung. So I was looking for people who already knew how to sing or already liked singing. And I would look for search terms like karaoke or singing or songs. And if I found something, I would private message them and invite them. And sometimes that worked and sometimes it didn't.
And also, Anchor used to have that feature where you can retweet kind of in a way, Anchor's version of retweet, posting an audio that they had on their station and bringing it to your own, right? I think I remember you doing
yes.
that. Yes. Cool. It's too bad they got rid of that. That would have been kind of cool. But I could see why they wouldn't do that anymore. If people want to hold on to their own stuff, have more control over it. Yeah, you used to post that kind of stuff on your station, other people singing. You'd go out and find it if others didn't call in and sing at your station. In other words, leaving you a message.
Right, and I actually found a way to dive into the HTML because everyone's Anchor channel has a web page. It's not just on mobile. And if I dove into the HTML, I could usually find a sound file and quote unquote borrow their music. I could download it and repost it as my own. I would always credit people when I did that. And I would ask permission from them before I did that.
So now that season two is done and you were the original season one host, do you feel like season three should come about immediately, or do you think it would be okay for a kind of like a hiatus to go on?
Oh, I think a hiatus would be fine. In fact, I'm in talks with David Benioff and D.B. Weiss of Game of Thrones to see if they can wait a couple of years just to drag out the suspense and then bring back a season that they'd curate.
if season three ever did come about, let's say after a long hiatus, like you said, Game of Thrones style hiatus, do you think it would be appropriate to bring it back on Anchor, or do you think it would be we'd be able to find a home for it on a different platform in the future?
I definitely don't think it's limited to Anchor because the hashtag, if I looked it up, it goes back on Twitter years and years and years, even before there was an easy way to share audio online. Someone just thought it was a fun hashtag and so I don't think it's necessarily tied to the Anchor platform.
Yeah, I agree. I think Anchor is changed so much that it's actually kind of difficult for something like this to continue on Anchor. I know when I was hosting it, the participation kind of went down over time, and I'm not complaining, but it's just difficult to keep it alive in that kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? Did you experience that? Do you think that was something that is just normal, or is it because of the way Anchor's set up, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think people over time decide, you know, I'm going to cut back my investment in this app, whether it's a game or a social audio. And then also, I do think the user interface on Anchor and the direction they're going changed. I remember starting out in the early days of season one, I would get, 20 people participating each week. And by the end, I was lucky to get four. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think the changes in the platform, kind of just sorted out who wanted to stay on the platform and who didn't, as it became more focused on a podcast. And some people, you know, were really into that and other people weren't.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel the same way. Anchor has definitely made it more difficult for something like this to continue on its platform, since it's more focused on, without getting too far into the Anchor path, just basically it seems like it's going to be staying in that direction where it's less community centered, right?
Right.
So I think maybe a different platform might be more welcoming to something like this. I don't know, something like House Party or even Twitter again, something where people interact more directly. Well, Tim, did you have any final thoughts that you wanted to talk about regarding Seek Song Saturday? Do you have any memories of it that stand out, or something else you wanted to say?
Well, I did want to say thank you for hosting season two. I really appreciate you stepping up and taking on something that was, I know you were kind of interested in, but it wasn't totally on brand for your previous channel. But I really appreciate you stepping up for that.
Oh, yeah. I felt like I wanted to keep it going because I enjoy singing. I'm not a particularly great singer. I don't fancy myself a singer, but I like stepping out of my comfort zone. I get a little bit anxious, as you can probably tell by my voice. I'm not so open to having, you know, interaction one-on-one like this or even just stepping out of my shell. But I thought Sing Song Saturday was a great place to you know, work on that. And I felt a little freeing participating. So when I saw that you were going to be putting it on hiatus, I felt maybe I could do it. I didn't want to jump right at it, see if someone else wanted to give it a shot. But since I didn't see other people jumping at it, I thought I'd, you know, throw my cards in there. Just my name as possible for the hosting. But I really enjoyed it. I thought season one was great. I appreciated your hosting of it. And that's why I wanted to continue it. Hopefully someone else will take up the reins in the future. And I look forward to participating when someone else takes it over.
Yeah, as do I.
Well, I appreciate it, Tim. If you hear anybody doing something like this, let me know. I would love to call in, even if it's not labeled Sing Song Saturday. You know, I'd like to do that, and we'll spread the word for something like that. But as for this interview, I think we've pretty much covered everything. Tim, thank you very much for, you know, agreeing to talk to me about this and for hosting Sing Song Saturday in the first place.
My pleasure, Abe, and thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you as well, Tim. Pleasure talking to you. Take care.
Take care.